Welcome back to the Undeveloped Podcast. My name is Jake.
And my name is Kush.
Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 2 of the most beloved podcast to ever been created.
On the planet.
On the planet.
And in the solar system.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, today we wanted to talk about just our high school, our senior year. Last time we left you, we had just gotten kicked out of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that was the first podcast we made. We got kicked out of school for COVID.
Yeah.
Kind of. And then that was like our halfway through our senior year. And then our senior year sucked because of COVID. And then we tried making the most of it. So we'll just get into that. Tell you some fun stories about car chases. Me running around butt naked on a golf course.
Scavenger hunts.
That's part of the scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll just get into that and have some fun stories with that.
Okay, let's talk about the scavenger hunt. We talked about one of the scavenger hunts that was just among our friend group.
Yeah,
in the first season. But then we had a second scavenger hunt in the midst of COVID. Like, this was like peak COVID time.
Peak COVID.
We had like 200 people in the parking lot.
Okay, I wore my mask.
Yeah.
Stepped away. No one got COVID.
Which is surprising.
Zero people got COVID that night because we were all pretty safe, but that was a fun.
That was a fun night. Yeah. And this one was with our entire school, whoever wanted to participate.
All the seniors. Imagine the entire school. But pretty much, the scavenger hunt, it wasn't like, okay, go find this and bring it back. It was more of like a do fun stuff and like dumb stuff to get points. So like one of them would be like, go into a gas station. And you had to get videos of each thing you did and like prove it to get the points. So like, it would be like, go into a gas station. Get some condoms, check out and ask where the fitting room is, like stupid shit like that, like fill your gas up in your underwear, like stuff like
or
that.
Or like wash a gas station worker's car.
Yeah. But it was fun. I mean, I really thought we were going to win. Me, Kush, and like four of our, I think it was three or four of us.
It was something like that. It was a full car.
Yeah, it was a full car. We were driving around for like 2 hours, and we thought we were gonna win. Like we did.
Yeah, we were going fast. Like we had a whole plan with like going to the airport, going to college camp. Not like we didn't go to like UNC or NC State because those were too far. Yeah, we went to Wake Tech to get a statue picture or something like that. But yeah, we had a whole plan. I thought we were going really fast.
I know. The thing is, so there's probably about 180 points you can get total. I honestly forget the number. And we got all the points. We did win. I went running around a golf course butt-ass naked. I danced in my underwear. I told my mom I was pregnant. I took photos of my dogs. I proposed to a random stranger. I sang with a random stranger. At the end, we're like, we definitely won. Like, this is a dub. We just went hard. The whole 2 hours, we were always doing something. Mm-hmm. And we get back, and we find out we lose by, like, 30 points. And I'm like...
Yeah, that's crazy.
How the fuck is that? And you want to know why? Because there was one challenge at the end that we didn't look at, and it was a bonus challenge, because the person that made the challenges is a stoner. So he's like, oh, we're going to add a...
Weed challenge.
A weed challenge. And
tiredness.
Like, you had to hit, like, 10 Gs, or like something stupid, like a lot of weed.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, it's not worth it. It's going to take too long, so we won't do it. Turns out, it was worth 30 fucking points.
Yeah.
Where everything, like, me running around naked was worth, like, 5. So, like, I was smoking for 10 minutes worth 30 points, and... That was kind of stupid. We would have won if we did the smoking challenge.
There were some fun challenges, though, like make a sandcastle in the elementary school parking, or not park.
Yeah, park.
Park with a beer can on top, or like hang upside down and like chug a can of tiredness. Like it was crazy.
Chug a can of tiredness.
Yeah.
I was so confused when he said that. I forgot the record.
Yeah.
What are some other funny ones we did?
I know I proposed to a stranger at a gas station.
Really?
And then, I'm trying to think. I had another one in mind, but you go.
It's funny because what happened is we were, like, trying to multitask. So half our team would go one way, the other team would go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go do these things outside. You do these things inside. And they're like, okay, bet. So we go inside, or they go inside to go get, like, a pack of gum and some salt. And the pack of gum was you were supposed to chew an entire pack of gum. And then, you know, like swallow it or I spit it out. I don't know.
Swallow it.
And then there's like a bunch of other ones. And I was like, you guys go in. I'll do this one outside. So I go outside and I propose to a stranger. I do a bunch of stuff. And then they come out and they're like, we already did that.
Yeah.
And I was like, you made me embarrass myself in front of all these people and you already did that shit.
Yeah. And then it was like, go in the opposite gender bathroom, take a group photo in the bathroom, like a group photo, and then there were a lot. There were a lot of challenges.
It was pretty fun, though. Like,
yeah.
It was, I mean, we were pretty safe. Like, we had our masks on the whole time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like we were, like, doing way too dumb shit.
Yeah. No, it was, like, reasonably. Yeah. It was reasonable for a scavenger hunt, mm-hmm. I think. Like, I think there's way worse scavenger hunts out there. Like that movie. What's that movie where the guy has to, like, drink beer in front of a cop? And he, like, puts it in a coffee cup. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I haven't seen
it's that. It's like it's like The List or something. It's this guy who was, he's like a senior in high school or he's like in college and he comes back and he completes all the challenges.
That's so sick. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, I remembered. Oh, crap. I just had one. I forget it. I keep going back. There were so many challenges
there
we did.
There were a lot.
I forget them. Then I keep remembering little ones.
Mm-hmm. There was one where you had to eat like salt and pepper. Just like.
Oh, yeah. I just remember the one I was thinking of. So, we were with my friend, Tatro, Jake Tatro, and he's, like, he's a great guy. Like, he doesn't give a shit. He'll do whatever. Like, he has no boundaries. Yeah. So, one of the things was, like, jump into the Preston Lake. And it was, like, freezing cold. Yeah. We didn't have a towel. And he's, like, bet, I'll do it. I was, like, no, you don't have to. Like, it's not worth it. He's, like, I'll do it. So, I was, like, bet. So, we drive over to the lake. And we go in the gazebo, like, over the lake. And he goes, you ready, guys? And, like, he's a pretty big dude. But, like... Yeah.
He doesn't look that athletic. No, like, he played lacrosse. You look at him, you're not like, he's going to do a backflip. Yeah, you know what I mean?
This man gets up there, does a fucking backflip into the water and lands. And he gets there and goes, fuck yeah.
That was so hype. When I saw him do that, I was so shocked.
Yeah, we were all freaking out. We were like, yo, we won. We won.
Like, I should have been mad because he was like, oh, I'll do it as long as I get to sit in shotgun. And I was sitting in shotgun, but when I saw that, I wasn't even mad.
No, you can't be mad, right?
Yeah.
No, it was so funny. And then, like, he came back. We did a bunch of other stupid stuff. It wasn't, honestly, the first scavenger hunt we did, I think I did more crazy stuff besides the running around naked. Mm-hmm. Like, on the first scavenger hunt, which we did talk about in the first podcast, I believe, but I'll bring it back up because I'm sure you guys didn't listen to that episode. But one of the dares was, like, go buy an ice cream place, go to Chick-fil-A, and, like, grab the ice cream in the weirdest way.
Yeah.
And so we pull up to the ice cream place, there's a big-ass truck behind us, and my buddy was working, I was like, bet, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And so I go, hey, and he goes, what do you want, or what did you get? And I was like, oh, I got an ice cream cone. He's like, okay, cool. I'm like, before you give me that, can I get some napkins? Mm-hmm. He's like, what? I'm like, just give me some napkins, please. He's like, okay, and he gives me a bunch of napkins, and he gives me the ice cream, I go, thanks. And I grab the actual ice cream in my hand, not even the cone.
I remember.
And I stare him dead in the eyes, and I go, thanks a lot. And I, like, squeeze it, and it falls out of the ground. And he's like, what the fuck? And you get to see the dude in the truck behind me, like, what is happening? So we just skirted out of there. That was probably the funniest thing we did.
Yeah.
Besides me jumping in the lake with the bucket.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
I know what the first one, I had to find a random guy. This was, like, at 7 or 8 p.m. And it was it was the winter time, so it was really dark outside.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was me and Morgan. Me and Morgan were just looking around a lake in, what's that neighborhood? No, Carpenter.
Were you in Carpenter?
Carpenter, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were looking for someone walking a dog just to get a random picture with a dog. And then I had to pee in the woods. Morgan didn't do that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Remember I ate a leaf and I started choking?
Yes. The funniest video from that scavenger hunt, though, the newest one, is definitely the video. I think it's Jake Tatro chasing you while you're streaking.
Yeah, no, that was bad. So the video, I was like, streak on a golf course. I was like, I've always wanted to streak, but I'm like too much of a pussy. So I was like, it's pitch black, why not now? Mm-hmm. And so I take all my clothes off and I'm like, we need to get a video. I'm like, Jake, or Tatro, get a quick video of this, like, just, like, show me running around, try to get my ass out of the video, you know, just take a quick video. He's like, okay. So I rip my clothes off, I'm butt naked, and I start sprinting around the golf course, and he starts, this dude is, like, again, athletic as shit, sprinting after me full speed, and, like, right on my butt, just taking a video of my ass, and I go, stop the video, and he's like, no, and then all you hear is, what type of glizzy is that? And he keeps fucking chasing me the entire time. Oh, I was like, God. I hate you, dude.
If this podcast gets... We should set a goal. If this gets, like... I'll make it reasonable for you. Like, 10,000 listens. then I'll have to release that video on the podcast
account. That makes sense. I'll give you that one.
10,000.
But, I mean, yeah, that's probably the craziest thing. And then the video of Chase. So our buddy Chase, who's also in the group, he was like, okay. And one of the things is make out with make out with your ex for 30 seconds.
No, it was make out with a girl using no hands.
Yeah, make out with a girl. 30 seconds. Yeah, yeah, that's it. And he was like, I got this shit. I was like, what? And he's like, I got this shit. And he calls up this random girl, and she's like, yeah, we wait for her. And, like, she comes, and he just, like, starts making out with her for 30 seconds, like, with his hands on his back. I'm like, what the fuck? The video is so awkward, because you just, like, see all this cracking up, and then them just making out.
For 30 seconds. Yeah. It becomes a lot longer.
30 seconds is long when people are just making out.
No hands.
Oh, man. Honestly, COVID really screwed up our senior year, which I can't really be like, oh, boo-hoo, feel bad for us because people are dying, you know? Like, it's not the end of the world that we lost some of our senior year, but right. I think we made the most of it.
The thing about COVID is, or about our senior year, not about COVID.
Yeah.
The thing about senior year is I actually enjoyed going to school, except for, like, my first period, that was it. But other than that, like in AP Gov, I would just go, hey, can I use the restroom with Ethan and Juan, I think. And then I remember a video on my private story. It was like us just doing wall runs outside. Like, we didn't even go to the bathroom. We just went on ahead to the cafeteria and just started doing wall runs everywhere.
Dude, senior year was fun. I had two hard classes, but like once those periods were done, I would just like either sleep or just talk and laugh with, like, the teachers.
Right.
Like, one of my teachers, my psychology teacher, I love her.
Me too.
Yeah. She was like, okay, cool. And I started getting bad grades just because the tests were fucking hard and I wasn't really trying. It was my senior year.
My class is hard.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. And the teacher came up to me. Again, I love her. And she's like, Jake, I get it. I'm like, what do you get? She's like, you're getting, like, kind of bad grades on the test. What's up? And I'm like, I mean, I don't know, I'm just trying, it's just really hard. She goes, no, you don't really need to worry about it. I'm like, what? She's like, you don't, it's your senior year, I get it. Like, you don't really have to try that hard. And I was like, wait, are you being real? She's like, no, yeah, I really don't care. I still respect you as a person. I was like, I love you.
She's so cool.
Yeah, she's the best. She heard about the podcast, because you told her.
I did tell
her.
Yeah,
and she brought it up to me. She's like, how's the podcast? I was like, oh, it's good. She's like, I haven't listened to a winky face. I was like, okay.
She probably has.
She probably listened to it. I mean, that'd be awesome.
I hope she listens to this. I actually emailed her like a while ago. I'm like, hey, how are you doing? I don't know if I've gotten a reply yet. I should probably check.
You should probably check. What if she's like, I need your help?
Hey, I've been kidnapped for days now.
Like I was saying, the senior year was kind of booty, but we made the most of it because I on the last episode of season one, I talked about, it was like the second to last, I talked about the Nerf War that I organized.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get into that because that was a shit show. For me, at least.
Yeah, that's true. For you.
So there's a thing
I remember you struggling.
Yeah, I was struggling big time. So there's like a thing called Senior Assassins where you make your team like 4 to 5 people, right? There's like 20 teams, or there's only supposed to be like 12 teams, right? And you're supposed to go against each other tournament style. So I'd be against Kush's team. And then if Kush won, he'd move on in the bracket and the winner just got like the best senior, you know? And so I was like, okay, I'll organize it. Because usually they have two brackets and the student council organizes. But I was like, no, I'll take it among myself because no one else is doing it. I've wanted to do this for 4 years. So I start organizing it and I'm like, okay, guys, who wants to do this? And like 12 people or like 20 people were like, or like 12 people are like, I'll make a team. I'd love to do it. I'm like, bet, this is amazing. So after like 2 weeks of like organizing stuff, I posted on my story. I was like, okay, guys, this is the last call. You have until 12 o'clock tomorrow to let me know if you're playing. If not, you're not going to play because I'm trying to make the bracket so we can start now.
Right.
And I got like 3 more teams. So it was about like 15, 16 teams. And then it was the next day and it was like 8 o'clock. So I put on my story one more time. So I was like, I don't want to get any shit. I was like, guys, 12 o'clock tonight is the end. And then I'm making the bracket. Please let me know. And I got like 4 more teams. So it was like 20, 21 teams. And then out of nowhere, I get stormed with like 10 more teams. Are at like 11:50. They're like, we want to play. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so I add all these more teams, and then it hits 12. So now we have like 30, 33, 34 teams.
It was something like that, yeah.
And I was like, okay, we're done. And then I start getting calls and texts like from like my friends, like, hey, this person, this popular person in the school, popular in quotations, who thinks they're their shit, They said they need to be in the war. If not, they're going to be really mad. And I was like, no, it's too late. Like, I already started making the bracket. And they're like, and then I started getting, like, texts like, these people are saying you're ruining their senior year, Jake. All these popular kids think you're ruining their senior year. They're really mad at you. And I'm like, what have I done? So yeah. It was like fucking 1 a.m. I'm getting like calls from people I don't even like people that have bullied me in the past. Uh-huh. Like when I was like sophomore year, like, yeah, man, you better let me play. I'm fucking pissed. And I'm like, oh my God. So we ended up with like 40, 45 teams at the end of it. I think it was 40 maybe.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was a lot of teams.
It was a shit show. There was like an 8-week bracket.
Yeah.
And so I edited the bracket a whole bunch. I made sure all the people got what they wanted. And I was like, okay, the stress is done. Now we just play. Mm-hmm. So I submitted the rules. I made the rules. I put them everywhere. Everyone made their team Twitters. And we waited about a month to start just because
COVID.
We wanted to make sure that we were done with phase one and people were actually allowed out of their house. So we waited for that. And then we made sure everyone got parents' permission and the people that couldn't dropped out. So we ended up with like 38 teams at the end, I think. Which worked out. And so it starts, and like, what team were you on? You were on my team, right?
That's what I'm trying to think.
Did you even play?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I played, I think I was out for maybe 1 week because mm-hmm. my parents wouldn't let me. But other than that, I played.
Yeah, you were on my team, I remember, because I was looking at the thing.
It was you, me,
Yusuf,
Tommy, Erhan,
Angelo.
Yeah, and Aziz.
Aziz, yeah.
Yeah.
Our team was kind of good. I mean,
I feel like it was too big.
Yeah.
But I liked everyone on there. I feel like it was too big.
So, but like our team did pretty good. So the first week we were like, okay, cool. Let's get started. And so I did a random bracket generator, but I ended up going against a really bad team. My good family friend, Kara, and my friend, and like two other girls. Three total. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, let's go. And so I, like, didn't think people were going to go try hard just because it was, like, I didn't expect it.
Right.
But Kara and them were going try hard. Like, they wanted to get me out. And so after, like, a couple, like, attempts, like, we could not get them and they could not get us. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up going to,
Her work?
No, I ended up going to her work.
But work is not allowed.
Like, no, we ended up having to change that because, so, like, at first it was, like, yeah, you can sit outside their work, you just can't go in. Mm-hmm. But then people were, like, being dicks and, like, there was a rule where if you take off your clothes, like, your shirt and your pants, like, keep your underwear on, obviously, yeah. You are allowed, like, a 2-minute, like, escape, right?
Yeah, I remember someone called you and they were like, can we just ride around in our underwear?
Yeah,
and
I'm like, what? I don't think so. People are going hard, but...
Like, that's just so... I'm not gonna say it. Never mind.
That's just funny. They're like, can I wear a bathing suit? I'm like, sure. I literally get 4 calls a day, like, hey, Jake, can I do this? Can I do this? Like, no, 4 calls an hour, I mean. Like, one person would be like, if I'm sunbathing, can I get shot? Oh, if I'm going on a jog and I'm not wearing underwear,
it's just like,
can I get
like
shot?
Like, the rules are already laid out. Yeah. Like, and, like, someone had their parents. Someone was blocked in because, you know, you can block people in to mm-hmm. get them. Like, I think that's pretty fair. Like, that's just a tactic.
As long as you're not, like covering traffic. You just got
them. Yeah. Like, you just... One team had another team blocked in, and then they... Ended up, the team that was blocked in called their parents to get them out of there, which was such a bitch.
And the parents
move.
Came and they're like, we'll call the cops if you don't let our kid
in. Yeah. Go. Like, what is that? That's so bullshit.
That was on the first night, and I had to fucking, I had to switch up the bracket because they weren't allowed to face each other. The parents were like, you're either out or you, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. They were just bitching, and I was like, dude, how has this already started? But with me and Kara, we end up, I ended up going to Walmart to get dye for the undeveloped shirts. You know the vibes. The old ones we used to sell with dye.
By the way, if you wanna see the shirt, check out the Instagram, undeveloped.podcast, because you're just hearing our voices right now. But if you go to the Instagram, you'll see a little clip.
See that
right there.
But
you might not see the back, but you know, you'll see the front.
I tried. we went to Walmart and me and my sister and my girlfriend were all hanging out there, and it's like a 30-minute away Walmart because I was like, I don't want to get shot, so we're gonna go to a far away Walmart. And like, they were the only ones that had the tie dye I was looking for, and so I'm walking around and I bring the Nerf gun inside. My sister's like, mm-hmm. why the fuck are you doing that? They're not going to be here. And I'm like, you never know. Like, I feel like these girls are going to try hard. And so I was like, okay, cool. I bring the Nerf gun in. I'm holding it in my pants the whole time, just so I don't look like a fool. It's in the cart, here and there. I'm just, like, moving it back and forth because I'm scared they're going to pop out. Mm-hmm. And we finally leave, and I'm like, oh, I didn't even have my snap maps on, so they're not going to be able to track me down. And I go out in the parking lot, and they jump out behind my car, and they go, ah, I got you. And they try shooting me, but both of their guns jam. They don't shoot me. And so I get in the car, and I drive away, and they chase me down, and they end up going back home. And so I was like, okay. And I call my teammate Jello. I go, let's go and, like, attack them. So I pick Jello up. We drive over to my house, and they're behind us, and they track us down. And we pull into the driveway, and we're sitting there. And I have my gun, and Jello has his gun. We're sitting in the front seats, and they're right behind us. And they open up their sunroof, and they start shooting at us. And we're like, we're in our cars. Mm-hmm. So we jump out of our cars and get behind our doors, like, opposite of them. So, like, we roll down the window a little so we can go up and down. Yeah. And have, like, a barricade.
Yeah.
And they are, like, spraying us with these, like, because they both have little brother. One of them has a little brother that had hella Nerf guns. Rachel. And so they're shooting automatic weapons, like, and then Jello goes, Jake, they're reloading. Go, go, go. And so me and Jello fucking sprint to the door. And I'm like, here's the chance. And I grab her doorknob and I rip open the door. Uh-huh. But the door doesn't open. I just rip the door handle off of the fucking car. And I'm holding it with my Nerf gun. I'm like, what? And so then I was like, all right, time out. Kara's looking at me like, why did you stop? And then she looks at my hand and is holding her fucking door handle. And she's like, what the hell? So we had to do a truce for like an hour so we could figure out what to do with that.
That's so funny.
That was why
I don't know if you told me that. I don't think I've heard that really? One before. Yeah, no.
That was so funny.
I remember, were you there when we camped outside Kara's house? Yeah. You were there, right? Yeah, it was me.
With
you.
The cupcakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had like a plot. We had Aziz, was it?
Yeah, it was Aziz.
Aziz, because they didn't know who all was on our team.
Yeah.
So Aziz played lacrosse, or he had a lacrosse shirt or something. Mm-hmm. So he went in there with a lacrosse shirt on, and since Kara played women's lacrosse at Green Hope, he was like, hey, we're just bringing out cupcakes to some of the women's lacrosse members.
You changed his name too. He's like, my name is Alejandro.
So, yeah. Alejandro. He's like, hey, my name's Alejandro. I'm bringing cupcakes for this survey that we're doing for the women's lacrosse team at Green Hope. And then I think her mom opened. Mm-hmm. And then he just told her mom, hey, can you send Kara down? But then Kara was like sus of us already. Yeah. So she peeked through the window and then she saw him. And then I don't know how she figured it out. But
me neither, dude. Like, he had glasses and a mask on.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a good disguise because the mask just works perfectly because you can't tell. Mm-hmm. And he had the shirt on, so. But that didn't work and we just ate the cupcakes.
Yeah, we just ate the cupcakes and then we fucking sat out there for like 30 minutes just shooting her window.
It was like, it was longer than, it was like an hour and hour.
Yeah, her little sister kept coming out and like grabbing our bullets to try to get back to her sister. And I like, because I'm like pretty tight with a little sister because I'm family friends. Mm-hmm. And I would like grab her and I'd be like, put a gun, like the Nerf gun around, and I'd be like, you better come out here, Kara. And they're like,
yeah. We had like nice weapons at that time. Oh, we had like assault rifles. Weapons. And then they were just like peeking up their window. And then we would just like aim at the window, you know? And like, I got a few in, but I never hit them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of tough.
It was tough. I another funny thing that happened with the Nerf War is like our demise. We were going against a group of girls. And I was at the park just chilling out, like, with a couple people, like, because we were, everyone, every night, wherever you went, in that, like, in proximity of Cary, you would see a group of high schoolers our age playing the Nerf War, because, like, there's 40 teams of 7 people, there's, like, 200-something people playing, so they were always out looking to get the other teams, so, like, you went to, like, Preston Park or the Green Hope Elementary Park, it'd be, like, 10 cars there with a bunch of people with Nerf guns.
Yeah.
But I was at the park, and a car pulls up. And they stop in the middle, sunroof opens, and they shoot me, and it hits me. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then they drive away. And I'm like, they didn't realize they hit me. And so I was like, okay, I didn't get hit. That's funny. And I was like, okay, I'm going to lie. But then I was like, I don't want to be that guy. So
was it the team we were playing?
Yeah, it was the team we were playing.
It was Karina's team?
No.
Was that not week 2?
No, we didn't play Karina's team.
We did. That's how. Oh no, we didn't. She was helping me.
Yeah, yeah.
Sabotage. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Yeah.
But they pull up. They shoot me. They drive away. And I was like, okay. And I felt bad, so I called them and I was like, hey, you got me. You can come back and get a photo with me. And they're like, no, we don't trust you. And I was like, okay, well, all right, then you can get a photo another time. They're like, okay. And so I'm driving Tommy home, and I drop him off, and he gets outside, and they're waiting outside of his house, right?
Uh-huh.
And so he starts walking, and they start shooting at him, and they miss every shot. Nowhere even close to him. Like, probably like a 6-foot radius. Mm-hmm. And Tommy looks at me, and he goes, ah, I got hit! And he falls on the ground, because he didn't want to play anymore. Because I kind of gave up. Because I would have loved to play, but I was getting 20 calls a day for 3 weeks straight. And I was like, they've ruined the game for me. Like, I don't want to play anymore. So me and Tommy got out, and then the rest of our team ended up.
I couldn't play that week.
Yeah.
And they got Yusuf. They got Yusuf going to his, he recently.
Yusuf wasn't on our team, but yeah, they did get Yusuf.
Oh, yeah. No, Yusuf wasn't on our team, but they got him going to his, like, doctor's appointment.
Yeah, yeah, his ACL. Therapy.
Yeah, his ACL was torn, so he had physical therapy for it. Like, after the surgery.
There's some fuck shit that happened. People would, like, hide out in someone's garage for, like, an hour, and I'm like, you can't go into people's houses.
Yeah. No, there was a lot of things, though.
I remember the war when we were camping outside of Kara's house, that 1 hour war. I went out back to try to go in through her backyard, like, back door.
Oh, yeah.
And her grandma was sitting out there. I was like, oh, hey, Mima. She's like, oh, I like you.
No, but then she tried to use her grandma because she popped up one time and she just shot at us. But...
Imagine if I hit her grandma. Her grandma's 100 years old.
Oh, my.
That would have been
really?
Bad. Yeah, she's
100.
100? Yeah. I just dotted her grandma on the head. I mean, fucked up.
Damn, bro. She's been alive for a century.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Could not be me. I'm going to die at 40.
40. 39.
Yeah, give it a take, give it a take.
Yeah.
And the winners ended up being the team that beat me, but there were some sore losers, dude. Like, and one of the... Like,
wait. Rachel won?
No.
Oh, the Julie Hoffman team?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it was Julie Hoffman. I don't know. Natalie Cthulhu's team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah.
They did. They were pretty good.
They were surprising. Yeah, they were like... Yeah. Like, no one expected... I feel like no one expected them to be good. All. Yeah. And there was also, I don't think we talked, did we talk about all the shit talk on Twitter?
No, you should not tell me about it. I was talking about that with Lewis yesterday.
On Twitter, all the shit talk, like, I took it way too far with one tweet, but they took it too far with Jake. They started making, like, some racial things.
Oh, yeah.
And then I didn't say anything racial. I said something, like, familial,
mm-hmm.
like, about the family. So yeah. I'm like. It wasn't anything too intense, but I shouldn't have said it, like, regardless. But they did talk about Jake being a Jew first, something about that.
Dude, I know all the beef. This is how it started. So, there was one team that was, like, we were, like, just spitting shit, like, oh, you guys suck, you're losers, like, joking. And some people started getting mad, and our friend, I'm not going to name any names because I don't want to get people in trouble, but one team of girls, they were called, the girls team, or I forget what they were called. Let's they were call called them. Call Us Daddy. Call Me Daddy.
Call Us Daddy.
Call Us Daddy. Jesus. Yeah. So the Call Us Daddy team would tweet, and they kept targeting, like, everyone. They started targeting me, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this should distract you. And I sent a photo, and I made, like, a joke about each one of them. I just sent a photo of, like, just stupid shit. Like, one person I sent a razor. One person I sent a piece of cake. One person I sent pepperoni. Just, like... stuff that, like, in the past we've roasted them about,
mm-hmm.
and I sent it, which I shouldn't have taken it that far, but it was still funny.
What did you say about, let's just call her Dope? What did you say about Dope on Call Her Daddy?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll get to that.
Yeah.
And so then they respond, and that was, like, just, like, dumb jokes, the things I sent. Like, I sent hair, because one of them, we make jokes that she's hairy. She's really not, but that's always been the joke for her, you know? Nothing, like, too deep. Nothing too deep cutting. And then they send back mm-hmm. some shit, like, the 9/11 towers, because we have an
Arab
on our team.
Yeah,
because
we had, like, a lot of, like, I'm brown, and, like, we had a lot of other brown people on our team.
Then they sent a
that's
fucking...
fucked up. That's, like,
yeah,
that's
then
fucked
they,
up.
They sent, like, a swastika or some shit, because I'm Jewish, and then they sent a bunch of other shit. And I was like, bro, you're taking it too far. And so I was like, okay, we're going to play fire with fire. And one of the girls, we're not going to call her that, one of the girls, we always make jokes that her mom is super hot, because she used to have people over her house all the time. And so the joke was, your mom is a MILF. And we made those jokes for years because it was funny. Like, I'm not attracted to her, but it's still funny to, like, have your mom be calling MILF. I don't know. So I fucking go, I tweet. Now, I was the owner of the main account because I created or I started everything. So I had access to, like, the main account where I'd be like, this person moves on, this person moves on. Here's a bracket. So I was really tempted to tweet this from this account, but I tweeted it from our personal account. like, or every team had an account. That's why, like, we were tweeting and, like, shooting shots. Mm-hmm. And I go, the winner of the entire war gets one night with this girl's MILF of a mom.
Yeah.
And I thought that that's kind of funny.
That is, yeah.
But I got lit up, dude. I got, like, six texts, like, four calls all in a minute from that group, like, she's like, you're making her really upset. Like, you're a piece of shit. Like, yeah. Fuck you. You're taking everything too far. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? Like, you guys just made some fucking shoot jokes. And I called your mom a MILF and you're getting pissed at me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you haven't heard that a million times.
Right. Right.
And then there was another team, which I love everyone on that team. I was hanging out with them, one of them yesterday. And they, like, they're like, I call them the stoner group, but like, they love to like smoke, right? And we're not gonna name any names because we don't get anyone in trouble, but they were shooting shots at everyone. They shot a shot at me.
What are they called? Free smoke?
Yeah, free smoke.
Free smoke.
They're like, daddy's money, like saying that, like, blah, blah. And they started making fun of me. They're like, oh, you drive a car. It's an expensive car. You drive a car, ha ha. And I was like, you would drive the same car if you hadn't crashed all your cars like three times. Because like three of the members had crashed their cars like twice. So I was like, that's pretty funny. And then they got mad. And they're like, sorry that your white daddy pays for everything. And like, blah, 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 blah. We have to work. And I'm like, one of them, I was getting annoyed because like they were trying to take it personal. So one of them is richer than me, but his parents don't pay for him as much. Yeah. Which is fine. Like, I respect that. Like, if you don't want, like, you want to raise your child not to be spoiled. And so I was like, you could have a much nicer car. Your parents are richer. Your dad just doesn't like you. Like, joking.
No, I said that.
You said that,
I said you just have a shitty dad, which I agree is, like, way too far.
But they thought it was me. And so I get three texts from, like, three of the group members, like, because they thought we weren't talking about one of the, so I was talking, he was talking about the richer person on their team.
Yeah.
But they thought I was talking about someone else on their team that wasn't as well off and didn't have a very good relationship with their dad, I'm pretty sure. So they all texted me and were like, dude, what the fuck? You know he doesn't have a good relationship with his dad. What the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, what? And they're like, you know this. I was like, what are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, check your Twitter. You know what you did.
Right.
And I was like, I understand, but we're not even talking about that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, my bad. So that was probably the worst.
I mean, I think it was, I do think it was a fair response because of the Jew, because of the, I don't know. I just felt bad for Jake. Not like bad, but I just felt like mad. Oh, I felt mad for Jake. I didn't feel bad.
Another thing is, we like, it's not like we just, this came out of nowhere. The tweet, I just remember the tweet before all that beef for like daddy's money and shit. They're like, they were talking to call her daddy, Free Smoke was, and they're like, oh, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Kind of like some people on at our team names group can't take the heat, just like their ancestors in the oven, like making really mean Jew jokes.
Yeah, see, and that is that, too far.
I was like, okay, now we're gonna come at you. So I was like, oh, why don't you guys go shut the fuck up, light a blunt, and clear your mind, because that's all you do. And like, then I sent the photo, like, kind of like what I did with Call Her Daddy, where I sent the photos like the pepperoni. I sent a photo of like clean lungs and brain cells. I was like, here you go. We all know you need these.
Right.
But that was pretty much, there was one group that no one liked. So like, some people were like one-on-one beefing like us, and then we would like give the smoke to everyone. But there was one group that would say anything, and every fucking group, like 10 groups in this lineup, would be like, shut the fuck up.
Who was it? What group?
It was
group?
Like tennis. No, it wasn't tennis. It was some of the softball girls.
Softball girls?
I don't know who it was, but it was so funny. And after all the beef, like, they kept coming back like, oh, screw you guys, you're so mean, like, you guys are ugly, fuck you, you're like, no one knows you. And then we'd fire back like, yo, shut the fuck up, no one likes
is
you.
Is it this team?
Yeah,
because we had, I was just looking through our tweets. I just see, shout out at Nerf Slimes for finally shutting the hell up.
And I have nothing against anyone on that team. We were just all like having like friendly battles back and forth, but the second, like, when the bracket was finally made, they all dropped out. And I'm like, y'all just threw all this shade and you're not even gonna fucking come through with it. That was fun, dude. The Nerf Wars were a lot of fun. Some people, again, took it way too far.
Yeah. Were,
like, trying to start beef with people, like, trying to fight people. I was like, dude, it's a Nerf War. Literally, right. It was a Nerf and water gun war.
Yeah, water guns included. But I don't know. I think it's just, like, you get into that group mentality and it just, like, molds you further. Like, if someone says some shit to your group, you just, like, you just become like, what the fuck, bro? That's my clan. That's my blood, bro. Like, back off, bro.
That's my Nerf Slime, bro. That's my boys.
Literally. And then you look at it after, and you're like, why did I do that?
Why the fuck? I was going to the Twins yesterday. I was like, damn, we were aggressive as shit. This is a Nerf war.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was I remember I was throwing shade on the second to last podcast. Because it was I made that podcast talking about creating the Nerf war while I was creating the Nerf war. And I released it, and I was just throwing shade at the people that came at me in the beginning. And were like, what, let us play. I was like, yeah, there's these dumb fucks that kept coming at me, and I was like, ruthless. I was like, fuck you guys.
Right.
I never got a response, though. I was hoping one of them would be like, what the heck, man?
Why you do that?
Why did you talk about me? It was so funny. They acted so immature. Like, literally one of the girls, and I'm not ashamed to say this, like, immature as fuck, like, 18 years old, texts me and says, you're ruining my senior year. What the heck? Let me play in this war. And I'm like, you've had literally 3 weeks to sign up. I put it on my story almost every other day. And, like, I'm organizing it. It's, like, not like I have to do this. I'm not the student council that has to do it. I'm doing this by choice. Right. I put, like, 30 hours into organizing it. Plus, or more than that, because I had to take so many calls. It was just ridiculous, man. But it was fun. It was worth it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the beef was actually more fun than...
That's what everyone was talking about yesterday. Yeah. That was more fun than that.
The beef? Like, low-key died out pretty quick, though. We would try and start it, like, I think we just tweeted, we tweeted, we're like, who want the smoke next? Yeah. And then this team that we didn't know, and we replied, like, roast us, you won't. And we're like, who the fuck are you? Like, that's all we said back, and I don't think we ever said anything else. Yeah, because they never replied.
That's the team that beat us, too.
Yeah.
they tweet, yeah. We want smoke, call his dad. And we're like, we don't know you guys.
Yeah.
That was bad funny, dude. Man, that was funny, too, because I kept getting so many Snapchats from random people. Yo, let me read you this one. This one is hilarious, dude. I'm not going to name the person that said it, and I'm 100% sure they're not going to listen to the podcast, so I don't care. So he goes, let me get my character voice.
Okay.
I imagine that you're aware of the events that transpired today. But I would like to offer clarification against the slanderous lies being propagated by the hotshots. They claim that they saw me get shot by a water gun. In the rain, by the way. But I didn't feel anything. I'm inclined to believe anything they say as they lied to my parents to draw me outside. Mm-hmm. I tell you this because you seem to be the authority figure. The authority figure. And I wanted to shed light on the allegations against me. I understand. And then I go, like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, I can't do anything. I literally tweeted out, like, I'm not handling the one-on-one things. You decide who got shot. And he goes, I understand. I just wanted to share my side of the story. Because they're slandering me on Twitter. Which, I don't mind. It's their right to do. But I felt I need to clarify. And I was just geeking. I was like, what the fuck is happening? That's
so funny.
Either he was trying to, like, sound like that, or that's how he sounds.
I really don't think that's how he sounds.
Me neither. I think that shit was so funny. I was on the floor. I was, like, telling people, like, what is this dude?
That's so funny.
Man. That Nerf War was fun. And after the Nerf War, there was, like, a big break, and it was, like, towards the end of the summer, and then Josh Hahn was like, all right, scavenger hunt, let's go.
Yeah.
He released everything. It was so much fun, though. I love the scavenger hunt.
Yeah. See, at first I thought the scavenger hunt was going to be, like, over multiple days.
Yeah.
So I was like, because Jake's like, yo, so you're driving, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'll drive one of the nights. Like, I didn't say that. I was just like, yeah, I'll drive. Yeah, I'll drive. And then he's like, okay. So why don't you just spend the night? I'm like, I don't know if my parents are going to let me spend the night every night. And he's like, what do you mean every night? I'm like, yeah, like for the scavenger hunt. He's like, yeah, it's tonight. I'm like, so it's just one day. It was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like you have multiple days. It's like longer tasks.
No,
but
no.
Yeah.
That'd be fun though.
Yeah, because I thought it would be like an extended list.
I want to do like another scavenger hunt like that for undeveloped. Get like a bunch of people involved.
That'd be sick.
But like no like crazy shit.
Just like... Buy 100 shirts. Buy 200 shirts.
If you want to get unlimited points, you have to buy unlimited shirts.
Buy 1,000 hoodies. Yeah. You'll win.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're good for today's stories. I have a bunch more stories for college to tell next episode, so stay tuned for that.
Right. But other than that, we'll be releasing long sleeves as well as hoodies very soon. Take some modeling pictures. We already got a bunch of cool, awesome ones. Really crisp.
Really good.
Hello.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Good morning. But Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening.
And we'll catch you back next Saturday.
All right. Have a good one.